93.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station.
I'm ready for your love. Ooh, I'm ready for your love. There's something on my mind that I've been trying to say.
didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? But of all the love I gave you, it was never enough. Now I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So come on, baby. Take it, take another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. Break another little bit of my heart now, honey, yeah. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. You know you got it if it makes you feel good. Come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. Break another little
softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman's all to you know with you. I'm born again. Come here, baby.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you.
Hey. Yes, Montreal, a pleasant good afternoon to you, and you, and you, and you, and you in that big truck. Pay attention to the road, all right, Mr. Sedley? Let me welcome you to a version of West Indian rhythms, which we will just refer to as a cool calm, and it's all in the DJ's hands. Because I'm telling you folks, it's been a hell of a week. Open the show with a darling of mine. I'm ready, Juliet Nelson. Take another piece of my heart. With you, I'm born again, Sadiq and Twiggy. Cover me up from my sistren, Carleen Davis. I do need to be covered with the holiness of God. It's not been easy, folks. It's not been easy. The man who passed on, he should have been on this show this weekend or next weekend. And you know what he said to me? We don't have to rehearse anything at all. Far a stretch. Because we know each other so long. I've known this guy over 30-odd years. Met him through Henry Antoine. Let me get down this music, and the flyers, if those of you are friends with me on Facebook that I've been posting, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, it all had Loveman's face on the flyers. This is a guy who was well respected by the people who knew him, like moi, for example. And always had a pleasant smile. Now, I'm not gonna say he was perfect. Let me see one who is perfect out there. Raise your hands. I would love to meet you. I don't know. I never heard. Anyone saying anything negative against Loveman Kent? Never. God be my judge on that one, all right? And I spoke to the man a week and a half before, and he said, I tell him, we want to do the Zoom on some of our local Calypsonians or local reggae singers. And so forth. And he said, yeah, man, you know, with a high-pitched voice. No problem. And that weekend, he was on with Raphael 610 Crazy. No, I didn't say that, did I? But, you know, the two of them went on and on. It was fun just listening to these two crazy people. And the week when he should be coming on, that's the week he said goodbye to the world. He went home. And from what I heard, I have to say, Lynette Kelvin, 610. He knew you guys were there when he was in transition. So he went on in a very nice way. Because you guys were there talking with him, holding his hands. As a matter of fact, I was told 610 was the one who closed his eyes. And I have to say thank you for putting our friend at ease. Listening to how he died, it's not easy. Folks, life is nothing. So whatever you do, do it well. Be grateful. Don't be afraid to say I love you to your friends. Or, you know, yes, man, me love you, man. Get rid of that idea that if you love a male is loves or respect another male, he has to have sexual tendencies. Get rid of that. Get that out your system. We're too advanced in life. What can I say? But during the ceremony for Loveman Kent, I heard one of his daughters said, I had no idea my father was so well-liked, well-loved. And I said, young lady, you have no idea. Your dad was well-loved in this community. Very much so. And if COVID was not happening, I'm sure you would have to, I don't know what you would have done with people, all right? And then you would have seen the true love of my boy, Love Man Kent. But you know, I'm sure he doesn't want us to dwell on this and be sad and what have you. So what I'm going to do, you know, one person was saying he liked CKUT, but he did. Whatever tune he had to release, he would find himself down by the studios. And he was a riot in the studio. So much so, I think I had to throw him out once or twice. No, I'm only kidding. I can't even throw it myself. So, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play a little piece of, and this is going to make 610 and Pete and all of them jealous from CJLO. Because he only made this for CKUT. Standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. CKUT run things in Montreal when it comes. I'm only joking, guys. Don't get upset. Jeez. I saw, what's his name, whip out that bayonet from underneath the bed. Pete is getting madder. He's coming to sing My Way. Oh, man. And, of course, Raphael, hey, what happening, boy? But we joke around because that's what we are. We are jokers and we love each other and so forth. So I'm just going to play this song. Come in, Sharon, on the half an hour, 6 o'clock, 4:30, please. All right? So I'm just going to play this song here and let these guys get jealous.
This is the Love Man on the official Caribbean station, CKUT 90.3 FM in stereo.
No, if you're listening, I'm not on Zoom. We're not Zooming today. We're taking a break because we need a break, all right?
Many, many, many years ago, I was turning the dial on my radio. I hear soca, calypso, and reggae. So I leave it on that frequency right there. It was the KUT. Just pass through right there, CKUT 90.3.
weekend. In-house DJ is Butcher T. And Stretch is the master of ceremony. Once in a while comes the professor. On the mix, jamming the hardest soca. Right there on CKUT. Like a country on we dial. The soca station we listen to on the weekend. CKUT, for we are the Western Rhythm Crew.
See the people at Lindsay Auto for Rue St. Charles, Door E in El Bazar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here.
Hello,
general inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto for Rue St. Charles. That's over there in El Bizard. 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto. Lindsay, you can't Auto. Go wrong. Lindsay, you can't Auto. Go wrong.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. Hey, okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. And welcome to West Indian Rhythms, as soon as I find my headphone. Today is a lazy day, and I needed this, all right? But one of the beauties of the Jamaica Association is online with me. Let me say hello to Sharon. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Sharon. Oh, yeah. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, yes, I am. I can hear you.
Okay, you hear me.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine.
And how is the association doing?
You know, it's going all right. You know, it's going all right. We're on lockdown now. right. Because of all the measures, and we've been, you know, following those measures as much as possible and as closely as possible to government guidelines. And we are, you know, watching to see what is going to be happening. But we had a stellar year last year, and we're looking to move into some really good stuff this year as well. So, you know, people can always follow us on our website, on our Facebook, or give us a call, and to help, there to help in any way possible.
Good. Now, what would you like to tell my listeners and I this afternoon? What is what's good happening at the I nearly said the station.
At the station.
At the good old Jamaica Association.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, I want to wish you and all the listeners a very happy new year.
Oh, yeah. It is
starting on, you know, some where we didn't want to be, I think, in when we left 2021 into 2022, mm-hmm. where we didn't want to be, but we still have to be positive and be, you know, look on the bright side. And there's always a silver lining, is like what I like to say. There's always a silver lining. So things will get better. Things will progress. So happy new year to everyone. Wish you a fantastic year.
Mm-hmm. Same to you.
Thank you. We are planning, if Emil is with you or Emil is listening, I want to say, Barakat, thank you, Emil, for thinking of the Jamaica Association, and we have a letter coming your way. Wow. Sita Ramdas also says hello, Dutch. She wishes you a happy new year too.
Same to you, my dear.
Mm-hmm. We were in conversation, and we're looking at doing something in collaboration with her and the Jamaica Association about patients' rights and responsibility, and more so with respect to the Black community, and incentivizing members of our community to be present and to be a part of the many boards that exist in hospital and patient boards specifically, to talk about the not only the experiences that people have had, but also to be a representative voice. And as she said so clearly today, not being there is killing us. So if we don't have representation, you know, we're not, the community needs to have representation on these different boards in order to bring, I mean, you know, we're all talking about diversity and inclusion, and that includes all boards, including hospital boards, where health and safety is, health and wellness, rather, is key.
I have something in my, but I don't want to say it out too loud. I will say it when the time is right. It's one of our major problem that we do not represent ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I am so glad that people like you, who can carry the baton, is standing there and will represent us in explaining to those who do not know who we are, mm-hmm. what we are capable of. And I am very happy that you're doing that. So I'll keep my thoughts to myself where that is concerned, and I wish you and the association and everybody, because, you know, a president tried this too at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, the patois came out, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, you know, he tried that at one point, and it didn't mm-hmm. work out. Not because of the people weren't listening to us, you know, but mm-hmm. the people in our community who would go behind his back and drag him down with the mm-hmm. crab mentality, mm-hmm. you know. And I've never gotten over that. So mm-hmm. I'm going to watch, sit back and listen, and I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know what you're doing with this.
Absolutely. It's vitally important. And I use the word vital very purposefully to be a representative. And you know, sometimes people are concerned about time. How much time is that going to take? Mm. You know, in order to do something well, it takes time.
Of course.
But being on a patient board, in my conversations with Sita this past week, were about, you know, 2 hours a month, 3 hours a month. But what's important is being there and having one's voice heard and being represented and yep. being a part of that conversation.
Yep.
It's not enough to say that. It's not good enough to say that I can't be there because it's 2 hours a month, 3 hours a month max, and mm-hmm. there are ways to get involved. And that's what people need also. If they don't recognize or see people that do not reflect them but are now engaged with them, they'll have a better understanding of what's going on in your reality,
yep.
right? And that's important. And it cannot be just one or two people. It cannot just be people that stand up and represent the community. I mean, I know Sita has been there for 30-something years standing up for the community, but it cannot just be Sita. It has to be a consortium of different people in different hospitals. And you know how you get on a board? You just have to be a patient at that board. You just have to go and take a blood test at that board, at that hospital. Wow. And then you can be on that board. You can apply and be on the board. But it's important not only for the individual, but for family members, for friends, for neighbors.
Wow, wow. I didn't know that. That's new to me. Anyway, I'm gonna put my money on you that we will get something out of this because we have to. And you are an eloquent driver.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that. I have two more things I want to tell you about because the Jamaica Association is partnering with a lot of organizations. Our activity report will be released soon, and I think we have about 25, if not more, partners in the city. But also we have partners outside of the city. So let's talk about those that are inside the city.
Right.
So you know that we've been engaged with the Caribbean Coalition of Network of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Barbados, Antigua, Grenada, Guyana, St. Vincent, Dominica, us. I hope I named all seven. And so we're going to be having a Black History Month event soon. And that is going to be really focusing. Last year we had Emancipation, and I talked about 1864. But this year we're going to be focusing on heroes of the Caribbean. And that's happening at the end of February. So more information to come, and members of these different groups will be invited to our next meeting, which is happening on the 23rd of this month, the 23rd of January. And last but not least, we've partnered with another organization outside of Montreal. You know, we did the Jamaica Coast to Coast 2 years in a row because we had this pandemic that we're living in, and we wanted to kind of reunite and be a part of Jamaican associations across Canada. So we partnered with organizations from Nova Scotia right back to Vancouver, and we had two online events called Jamaica Coast to Coast.
Mm.
Now, there is one group, and that is something that's continuing, so that we haven't, the High Commission has been a part of that and very, you know, driving force, and there are other things that will be coming up that you'll hear from the High Commission soon. But Watagwan is based out of the Jamaica Canadian Association of Alberta.
Right.
And Donovan Simon, it was the president of that association. He's now stepped down, and there's a new president in place. But what he has had for the last 5 years is a show called Watagwan. And it's an opportunity to talk about issues around Jamaica and Jamaicans in the diaspora, our stories here. So for the last month or so, we've been meeting to talk about how we can revamp that show. Because now there is a consortium of different organizations, Jamaica organizations, that are working with him to rebrand it. So we have Winnipeg, we have Toronto, we have Montreal, we have Calgary. And so if you go on our Facebook page, and I'm going to put it up on our website just now, there's a new logo, Watagwan, our stories, our experiences. What we're looking for is the host. So I want to big up Andrew for reaching out to me last night. I had a great conversation with him and a fellow out in Jamaica. Who are interested in that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also putting it out there to anybody who's interested in being a part of Watagwan. We certainly need the hands. We certainly need the brawn and the expertise. And even if you don't have the expertise, you learn. So I want to put it out there to reach out to Donovan Simon. He says, spread my number large and wide because he wants to get as many people. It's a nugget. It's wonderful information about a show that talks about Jamaicans in the diaspora. And Mark was just on that show on the 17th of December, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I can leave Donovan's number, it's 403-992-9003. I'm going to repeat that, 403-992-9003. You want the young and old and those who are interested in production and putting a show together, if you want some experience, you're more than welcome. You can reach out to me. My info is on the Jamaica Association website. You can go to Watagwan and check out Donovan as well. And if you just want to get as many people involved, because we need that as well.
Very well. Very well done. And I hope you will keep us abreast of what's happening.
Yes.
Pardon me. And we will be able to you know, in the weeks coming up, please keep me abreast and let me know what is happening, and we will be able to broadcast it. Don't be shy to call me as you did, as you do all the time. Just call me, let me know. Just give me a week in advance so I don't overlap everything. And one of these weekends, I'll make sure Drew puts you on the Zoom so we can see who we're talking to. All right?
Fantastic. I look forward to that. Have a fantastic day and have a great show. All
Thank
the best,
you.
As you always do.
All right, Take my care. Dear. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sharon from the Jamaica Association, another brilliant mind that we don't know too much about, and not necessarily I, but it's not voiced enough. And I want to speak to Henry Antoine. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play something here. You know, the Rocksteady era was the most beautiful era of Jamaican music. Whatever anybody want to tell you, listen to what Stretch is telling you. I've been through all the eras of music coming out of Jamaica, all right? So I'm just going to touch something from that era, and it's my good friend Hopeton Lewis. Take it easy. Why aren't we being played? Guess not. So, well, I will just, you know what? Henry Antoine, give me a call, please. All right? This is Lynn Tate and the Jets. From Trinidad and Tobago, one of the musicians who went to Jamaica and made his name, still standing tall. The hearts of Rocksteady's Harmony Hall, Mr. Lynn Tate. Henry Antoine, if you're listening to me, give me a call, all right? Isn't listening, so he doesn't know I'm calling on him. All right, so you know what? Let me just play this Mr. Ed Robinson and Joan Marie, Venezuelan of Venezuelan parentage from out of Mandeville, Jamaica. Sounds of Love on your station. Coming up, Raga Raga Ting and Ting with Mr. Nicholas. Stretch, could you rewind this for me? No, I can't. But if you pay me, I will. I'm in a good mood today. Thank you for those of you who have loved CKUT and has taken to the heights where it's at now. Good afternoon to you, CKUT 90.3 FM. 90.3.
She walks in.
I gotta rewind this again. Sunshine Radio, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you, Bobby and Cheryl. Here we go.
She walks in and I'm suddenly a hero. Taking in, my hopes begin to rise.
In your eyes.
You make it seem I'm so
Station CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR, the love station out of Washington, D.C. Ed Robinson, along with Joan Marie. Beautiful, beautiful. Damn, I'm in love just listening to the song. CKUT. Coming up, I'll be chit-chatting a little bit with Henry Antoine. Stay tuned.
Suddenly, the wheels are in motion, and I'm ready to say, hey, sure. Suddenly, I don't need the answers, cause I'm ready to
brand new, brand new. Ed Robinson and Joan Marie. From out of the beautiful town of Mandeville in Jamaica. Awemeban. Beautiful. The weather up there is beautiful. Gonna go over to Henry Antoine because I want to chit-chat with him because I've been getting a lots of feedback on some flyers that he gave me. Henry, you there?
Yes, I am. Stretch, how are you doing?
I'm doing as good as you are. Is that good or bad?
Well, that's good because I'm keeping out of trouble. I'm keeping safe. I had my shots.
Okay.
Did you get yours?
It depends on what shots you're talking about.
The jab.
Oh, yes, I did, sir. I did. I did get my jab. But, you know, what I wanted to talk to you about is that, you know, I had asked you for something to help me remind people of Love Man Kent. And you sent me a whole bunch of flyers with pictures that he has been on his various parties and with you and others. And I want you to talk a little bit. I know you said something when we had the chat last week on the Zoom, but I want you to tell people what made you have this respect for Love Man that you do as a promoter. What made you have this respect for, because he was seemed to have been on all your dances. I'm leaving the mic to you. Don't expect me to interfere for the next 6 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, Stretch, listen, I came up with the concept of a discorama competition, and I call it discorama.
Keep that mic steady for me because it's making a lot of noise when you move.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, but the noise.
Okay.
All right.
I came up with this concept. Having a DJ competition, but I call it Discorama.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken took part in this competition. But the criteria was quite encouraging and nice. You know, it's like he had to talk about appearance and presentation and all the rest of it, and I explained what that meant. And my friend, the first time the competition took place,
mm-hmm.
Ken came out in suit and hat and, I mean, well-dressed from head to toe.
That's my boy.
And everybody was, the focus was on him. He won the very first competition, and we continued to have it year after. I ran it for 7 years. And one of the years that I ran that competition, it was at, this time was at La Manua. Everybody's supposed to be in there by 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
5:45, no Ken, but his space is there. And everybody's saying, but Love Man ain't come in. Like Love Man chicken out. But in
Mike,
those days,
Mike,
everybody had to have their own system. You're not playing on anybody's system. My friend, at about 5:50, Love Man walk in with a crew. Some speakers about 8 feet by four, about 4 feet wide. People start to shake. A fellow by the name of Love Corporation, he's dead now. He said, but what the hell is this? IGI Brass playing here tonight. You know? So Ken get a little angry. He said, what the hell are you talking about? Mind your business. I will talk. I will do what I have to do. You do what you have to do. Don't worry who playing here. I playing here tonight. My friend, when Ken turned on the system, he blew everybody up. I mean, it was rolling. Everybody had to laugh. There was no question as to who won the competition. And Love Man had put some class and ambition into the DJs, because long ago when these DJs come in to play, they come in the jeans, a jersey, and you know, anyhow.
Right.
But since Love Man started to dress up, man, everybody follow Love Man. When they come in, you think they're going to a wedding.
Henry, hold on. I want to get in one that I can remember at the, where's that place near, with the church next door? And you guys were having it in the church hall. La Manua.
Yes.
And he rented a carpet that he rolled from the stage all the way out to when he was walking up. You remember that?
Yeah, my friend, listen. Ken has put a lot of class.
He has. He
into
did.
Into the DJ competition. And I would not forget him for that, because he had people coming after him because they want to whoop him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he was number one. There was never, ever another Discorama or DJ competition after I stopped for 7 years. I heard somebody mention that they had one and they won, and he won and they come. Listen, after that 7 years, there was never, either 7 or 8 years, nobody ever took it up to run it, because it was quite complicated. They have to have their own set, and it was a lot of rules and regulations, and nobody ever took it up. The other thing I want to clarify, when one is going to talk about somebody singing a song, they must be careful of how they're saying it. I heard on your program someone say, Love Man sang Black Man Come Out the Party. He might have sung it. But you must also let people know who is the person that did that. That's Black Stalin.
Yes, Black Stalin.
You understand?
Yes.
And someone called me and tell me, how could you fellas say, Love Man sing Black Man Come Out the Party?
Oh.
I said, listen, I will correct it. I'm hearing it for the first time, and I believe what you say. And I think people have to be very careful when they're putting other people's names, people's stuff.
I think it's a problem. It's knowledge lost. You know what I mean? And they have no idea who really actually sang this song, so they just said that because that's the first time they're hearing it. You know, so I forgive them.
He might have sung it. I'm not saying no, but you're going to give credit to the person who
Of course. Black Stallion sang, Black Man Feel. Hey, you know something, too? I heard somebody was... you remember at I think when you brought the donkey girls, ride your donkey.
Well, listen, before you go there, Love Man, one time he came in a limousine. My friend.
Love Man, yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah. He has put some hurting into the DJ. And he is responsible for the upliftment.
He is.
In Montreal.
Yes. You never saw him playing music and didn't look good, you know?
Yes. He has put something into it, and I wouldn't forget that. And the prizes of those days, these DJs used to play for $50 in a little DJ party.
Mm.
My position with the Discorama was, I'm going to give $500 to the first prize. That was big money at the time.
Of course, 20 years ago.
Anybody who wins will play. I used to bring in a band, Germany Bar, for 1 month, right into the carnival.
Right.
And the top DJs, which is the first three, were the DJs I used every week of the carnival. And the carnival night, DJ Ken was the man on the ground, along with the second person. But Ken, DJ Ken, the Love Man, I would remember him for the class that he had, well-dressed, and not minding anybody's business. He's doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
And doing it properly.
Mr. Antoine, I thank you for the little memories, and people are loving the flyers that I have posted, thanks to you. And it turned back the, as they say in Jamaica, it turned back the pages of time. I am certainly enjoying seeing $4 entrance fee. How the hell did you pay anybody with $4 entrance fee?
But listen, you didn't see the $3. When I first started, it was $3. And when I raised the price
to $4. Yeah.
I put it to $4. And that place was packed.
Was always packed. I remember, what was it? That's the night I actually met the Curry House crew, because they were cooking, they had doubles and what have you. And I remember.
That was in Jamesling.
Jamesling High School. You're totally right.